Well, the invitation is to go into the world. It's the invitation of Easter, as new life is truly found outside of the dark places that we thought would be endings. For many, the idea of going out into the world can be as anxiety-producing as it is exciting. It can be as worrisome as it is wonderful. I'm not just talking about people here, though I know we all can feel those same things. There certainly are parallels. But when I talk about that anxiety of going out into the world, the concern, the wonder, the uncertainty, all those things, I'm also talking about churches. 10 years ago, the bishop asked me to come and serve here at Highlands. I got a phone call from Bishop Elaine Stanofsky, and she said, "We need to talk." I tell you, it was the most exciting phone call I had received in my career. My non-pastor friends were thrilled because the neighborhood was so cool. "You get to go where? North Denver? Oh, that's the best." My pastor friends were jealous because this congregation had something that so many others didn't. I swear, I had folks hoping I would fail so they could come and take my place here. And everyone felt that way because they knew that Highlands had the ability to look outside its walls. You see, when we use that "building a home where all belong" scripture, it reminds us that others have come before us and laid a foundation that we build upon. And the foundations of Highlands United Methodist Church are inclusive and outward focused. It's true before I got here. Hopefully it's been true while I've been here. And I know it'll be true even after. See, that's why the invitation to serve with you was so incredible. I mean, to get invited to go to a place that believes in looking outside of its walls and engaging in the world in an inclusive and loving way, not everybody gets that phone call as a clergy person. I tell you, I had longed since I first heard my call to ministry. I was in high school when I first decided I wanted to be a pastor. And from that age, I knew I wanted to be a pastor to and a pastor with a neighborhood, not just in a building somewhere. But it's actually a dangerous thing to have dreams such as that if you're going into ministry. I have so many colleagues who anytime they thought about being anywhere but their office, they'd get a call from the leadership saying, "You need to stay focused and be available here." Too many pastors who invited the congregation to, "Let's get out there and serve the neighbors," only to be met with the question, "If we do that, will they join us and start giving?" Countless clergy who longed to have community partnerships only to be hung out to dry when no one from the congregation would participate if it wasn't in the sanctuary. I tell you, to enter ministry with dreams of serving the world and being in ministry alongside a congregation, not just to a congregation, it actually can be a setup for heartbreak in ministry. But that's not what I experienced here. Because the foundation here is inclusive and outward focused. I got to serve with you, to be inclusive with you, to look out and go out into the world with you. And that has filled my heart with joy each and every day. And the thing I love about it is that it's such a biblical thing, too. I don't know if you know this, sometimes people will look at progressive churches and say, "Oh yeah, but they don't use or know the Bible." Oh, we do. I tell you, we may not all walk out of here quoting Bible verses at people, but we walk out of here living the grace and love with people. Because that's what biblical living is all about. In fact, today's scripture offers a very clear example of what it is to live biblically. Simon, would you get that video for us?
"Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always and in the very end of age.'"
So this verse is known as the Great Commission. This is Jesus sending folks out, commissioning them into service in the world. And this scripture is a blueprint for how Highlands United Methodist Church builds a home where all belong. It even starts with an inclusive description of the disciples. Did you catch it? "When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted." I love this line. We're talking about the 11 disciples. right, that were there with him throughout everything. These are the 11 people who saw him get crucified, who saw him dead, who then have been with him for multiple weeks after because he's alive again, and they got to be with him and see him, hold his hands, the whole bit. The people who physically experienced the resurrection. What are they doing? Oh, they're still doubting. They are. Never let anyone judge our own doubts as human beings. If those 11 disciples, after all that we've seen them go through, are still doubting, right? We're entitled to that space ourselves when we have it. The disciples lived the resurrection firsthand and still weren't 100% sure of everything. Well, I just want to remind you that that's what we make room for here, too. That's who we make room for. The questions, the uncertainty, the search, the doubt, bring it! That's what we do here, because it's a faithful and biblical thing. It's also an incredibly faithful thing to just not be completely sure, but to still seek to live the values. That's an amazing act. Now, I'll tell you, as they're there and they're gathered on this mountain, Jesus knows they have doubts, and he loves them just as Jesus loves us. So he looks at his group of friends and he says to them, "Go! Therefore, go!" This is an end of the world moment if there ever was one. This is an end of the neighborhood moment. This is an end of the parking lot moment. This is an end of the garage, into Edgewater, into partnerships with community nonprofits moment. This is an end of the tough conversations about justice moment. This is an end of the streets crying out as black bodies have once again been the victims of racial violence moment. This is an end to the world moment in our scriptures. Jesus sends us out. And what do we go out to do? To make disciples and to baptize. And this is where I want to be very clear, that we can claim this invitation as our own without forcing dogma onto other people. Fear not. Jesus is not asking us to go out and convert people. That is not what this scripture is about. So I want to take a moment and talk with you about discipleship and baptism, these two things Jesus is asking us to do. Disciples are people who follow. Right? The people we call disciples in the Bible, they're the people that follow Jesus. Jesus is inviting us to help the world follow his ways of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. That's what we're invited to follow and invite the world to follow. The most important question I asked during the baptism today was not, do you profess your faith in Jesus Christ? That's not the most important question in a baptism. The most important question is the second one. Will you live like that? Will you live like Jesus? I tell you, Jesus never asked for words. Jesus never sat in his disciples and said, okay, listen, this is my commandment that you say you believe in me. What Jesus said was, love one another as I have loved you. This is the invitation of discipleship. Therefore, go, invite the world to live lives of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. That's the invitation we receive. Making disciples is about how we live and the invitation for others to live that way as well. Now, the baptism part. How is that inclusive and not pushy, right? Don't you have to say you want to be a part of things if you're going to get baptized? My favorite part of every baptism, well, at least my favorite part of every baptism conversation, I don't know if you know this, but I get to meet with families before we do the baptism, and we chat and we talk about things. My favorite part of those conversations is when I remind the family, baptism is a celebration of the love God already has for your child, the love God already has for you. Baptism is a celebration of love and grace. The water is a symbol of what God has already done and is already doing. The invitation to go out into the world is to celebrate God's love for each and every person. That's how we can honor Jesus' invitation. God is not wanting us to run around throwing water on everyone's head so that God can then love them. God is not waiting for water on someone's head to love us completely. I do love when we get that moment. It is a moment of connection and community. But God's not waiting to love us. I also love the fact that we do not let water on the head keep us from building community and connection all around us. right? That's not a dividing line. Because that's actually the invitation. The invitation is to therefore go. It's an invitation to build connection and community as we live lives of love, as we share acceptance and justice, as we kindle and hold hope in a world that needs it. What an invitation. And what a blessing that this is lived out when we are at our best. What a blessing that in our community, we get to celebrate and live the value and joy of baptism in all that we do. It isn't one moment with water, but a way of living God's love for all people. Now, to drive the point home, just to be sure no one misses anything, Jesus says one more thing. Jesus says, "Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you." Okay, so what did Jesus command us to do? I mean, Jesus offered a lot of suggestions. The word command is pretty strong, isn't it? Well, today's scripture is known as the Great Commission. There's also another scripture known as the Great Commandment. And so what did Jesus command that we are to teach? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And because all good things are worth repeating, right before he dies, the last thing Jesus chooses to tell his disciples is, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." He does it here again. This is his one last chance. I guess he already had one last chance, and this is his second one last chance. This is Jesus' final, final words. And what does he do with them? He asks us to teach the world to love one another. Not to focus on ourselves. Not to convert folks and get them to say certain words and pray certain prayers. Jesus asks us, even uses the word command, that we would teach love. The commission is to live the commandment. The sending out is to live lives of love and service in the world. That's what we're invited to do. We're invited to go and to live that way. And I tell you, that kind of living, that is as biblical as it gets. I mentioned that building a home where all belong scripture that we use. This is from Ephesians. And it's so good in its naming of the way we get to live love together. It also talks about that foundation. All who have come before us, all that we do as people of faith is built on the work of those who have come before us. You know, Highlands United Methodist Church is built on the love and service of all who have ever called this place home. From the first folks who met in a barn across the street to the folks we baptized this morning. This foundation is bigger than you and me. It's bigger than all the people. We were to sit here and especially chat with some folks that have been here forever. We made a list of every person who we ever knew was a part of this community. The foundation's even bigger than that. It's bigger than all the names we could go into the history room and begin reading off the membership rolls. Highlands United Methodist Church is built on the love and service of all who have ever called this place home and sought to live like Jesus in the community. Because that's the Jesus we know and celebrate here. The verse in Ephesians actually spells it out quite clearly. Not only are we built upon this foundation of love and service that came before us, but what is that foundation built upon? It names Christ as the cornerstone. The whole foundation, building upon love, acceptance, justice, and hope that we see in Jesus is what sets us in place. That living, that love is what defines this place. And calls us forward and outward and calls us together as we do so. So we get to go. We get to serve and live and love in a world that is desperate for it. That's why this congregation is such a blessing to anyone who chooses to call it home. That's why this congregation is a blessing to the community it chooses to be a part of. And it's also why this congregation is a blessing to any pastor who gets to serve alongside you. Amen.